Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Karen Hostler of the WIPR reporting staff. Karen, money is involved in politics always. And one of the ways we see that in this election season is the money that the two presiding officers, the Senate president and the House speaker, are using money that they've collected to help themselves and others. What's going on there?
You kind of look at it as taking from the rich and safely ensconced in office and doling it out to the endangered members of their Democratic caucus, Senate President Mike Miller and House Speaker Mike Bush, using Democratic slates of House members and Senate members to which all incumbents belong. They're managing to shift money around from donors, from political action committees, all kinds of sources, and from the members themselves. I mean, Mac Middleton, I think, contributed $65,000, Senator Middleton, and Ed DeGrange, $100,000. This is a lot of money. These people are contributing it to the slate, and then the slate, in turn, either sends it out to members who are facing serious challenges, or even better, it uses the money to pay for polls, to pay for advertising, to pay for mailers, to do whatever the candidate needs and they think will help him.
The presiding officers, the Senate president and the speaker, do this because they want to keep their seats. And if they help the members that are voting for them, it helps.
Oh, absolutely. Well, this, of course, is not unique to Maryland or new. It's been going on for years at the congressional level. But Senate President Miller started it in 1994, and he, as is his wont, has honed it to a high art. There are not many better politicians than him in this state. Again, he does individual polls. They do polls for people, and they figure out what the issues are, and they do mailers, and then they check with the polls to see how the mailers are working. It's very sophisticated, and as you note, since he did that in 1994, the Republican minority has dropped from 15 members to 12.
Well, Karen, let me interrupt. He's not doing anything to help Senator Jim Brochin, is he?
Well, no, actually, the truth is he is. Mr. Brochin calls himself independent, and he is. He often votes against the leadership, and that was enough to prompt Governor O'Malley in the most recent redistricting to redraw Brochin's Towson area district so it extends all the way up to the Pennsylvania line with many, many Republicans. But Senate President Miller did not go along with O'Malley in challenging Brochin in the primary, and is helping him. Brochin is now on a list of more than a half a dozen senators who's getting big help from Miller and the Democratic slate.
Because he doesn't want to see the 12 go to 13 Republicans.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, the other side of this is, if you're a senator and you've got a leader who's coming in like this and helping, you know, save your seat for you, the next time that guy comes around and asks for a vote, you're going to owe him something.
Absolutely. Well, that's the way the game is played, as we know.
One thing that is of concern to these guys is that they think Larry Hogan, Republican Larry Hogan, running for governor against Anthony Brown, has got some coattails. And that's what they have to worry about.
Well, Karen, we'll be watching these races on election night. And thank you so much for today.
Oh, you're welcome.
For Karen Hostler, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.